every gardener makes mistakes. Overwatering, planting too close, forgetting to check for pests. But here's the truth. They're not failures. They're lessons. Every yellowing leaf and wilted stem is your garden, whispering what it needs. And when you learn to listen, you grow, right alongside your plants. In this episode, we'll walk through the most common beginner mistakes in Caribbean home gardening and how to fix them. From poor drainage to pest damage, we'll give you simple, encouraging solutions to keep your garden alive and your confidence blooming. Because the most successful gardeners aren't the ones who never mess up. They're the ones who keep going anyway. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. Overwatering: Why Less is Often More. One of the first mistakes new gardeners make, especially in the Caribbean, is giving plants too much water. It feels like an act of love. You see the sun blazing, the soil looking dry, and your instinct is to reach for the hose or watering can. But more often than not, you're drowning your plants with good intentions. Why overwatering hurts: your garden plants breathe through their roots. And when the soil is constantly wet, roots are deprived of oxygen. This creates soggy, compacted soil, leading to yellowing leaves, drooping stems that look like wilting but aren't, root rot, fungus, and mold in the soil. A garden that struggles no matter how much water you give it. Signs: you're overwatering. Look for these signs. Leaves are turning yellow from the bottom up. Soil feels wet or soggy hours after watering. Mushy roots or foul smell near plant base. White or green mold on the surface of the soil. Many of these symptoms look like underwatering, but adding more water will only make it worse. How to fix it: check moisture before watering. Stick your finger into the soil about 2 inches deep. If it feels damp, don't water. Improve drainage. Use well-draining soil, mixes with compost, cocoa coir, or sand. Add drainage holes to containers or raise beds on bricks. Avoid clay-heavy soils that hold water too long. Water deep, not daily. Behind salts that harden soil over time. Feed the plant, but not the soil. It's like feeding someone candy every day instead of a full meal. Short bursts of energy, but no lasting health. The problem with synthetic pesticides: kill everything, including pollinators and helpful insects. Don't solve root problems, just treat symptoms. Encourage pest resistance, making bugs harder to kill next time. Leave chemical residue on your food. Poison the very ecosystem your garden depends on. Better alternatives: natural, gentle, and proven. Compost and compost tea nourishes soil with slow, balanced nutrients, easy to make from kitchen scraps, grass clippings, and leaf mold, worm castings. One of the richest organic fertilizers, improves texture and feeds soil microbes. Banana peel fertilizer: soak banana peels in water for 2 to 3 days and use it to water plants. Adds potassium and boosts flowering. Neem oil or soap spray for insects. Mix a small amount with water and spray under leaves. Effective for aphids, whiteflies, and fungal spots. Ashes and crushed eggshells. Add calcium and protect against slugs. Good for tomatoes, peppers, and leafy greens. How to break the chemical cycle: start by reducing use. Not quitting cold turkey builds soil health over time with compost and mulch. Grow resistant varieties suited to your local climate. Trust that real change comes slowly, but it lasts longer. Caribbean-specific reminder: in tropical regions, where heavy rain is common, chemical fertilizers often wash away before they're absorbed. This leads to waste and pollution of nearby water sources. Organic matter holds better, lasts longer, and supports long-term growth. Key takeaway: the goal is not to control nature, but to partner with it. Chemicals are shortcuts that rarely pay off. When you feed the soil, protect beneficial insects, and grow with balance, your garden rewards you over and over. Chapter 9. Learning Forward: Turning Mistakes into Mastery. every gardener has a story. A seed that never sprouted. A bed that got flooded. A crop that looked perfect one day and wilted the next. But here's the truth that separates growers who give up from growers who grow stronger. Mistakes aren't setbacks. They're steps. This chapter is about reflection. It's about turning frustration into knowledge and doubt into rhythm. It's about realizing that your worst garden moments might actually be your best teachers. How to learn from every gardening mistake. Keep a garden journal record what you planted, where and when. Track weather patterns, pest issues, and yields. Write what went wrong and what you'd try differently next time. Make one change at a time. If something fails, don't overhaul everything. Adjust one variable: spacing, timing, water, or soil. Ask for wisdom. Talk to older farmers, neighbors, or market vendors. Listen for the stories behind the advice. Start small, start again. A small bed or container garden allows you to test ideas. You don't need perfection. You need practice. Mindset is everything. The best gardeners aren't flawless. They're attentive. They observe. They adapt. They keep showing up, even when the garden isn't giving them what they expected. Every wilted leaf is a lesson in hydration. Every bug-eaten crop is a lesson in balance. Every empty bed is a lesson in timing. Every garden is a lesson in life. Caribbean reflection. In the Caribbean, we come from a lineage of farmers, healers, and food growers. Our grandparents didn't have apps or store-bought soil. They had instincts, patience, hands that knew what the earth needed just by touch. When you return to the land, even in a bucket on your balcony, you carry that legacy forward. Key takeaway: mistakes are not the end. They are the map. Every season is a second chance. Every failure holds a future harvest. If you can stay curious, stay humble, and stay willing to try again, you are already becoming the kind of gardener the land respects. This episode was never just about what not to do. It's about what you now know how to do better. In the next episode, we go back even further to the wisdom of the elders who gardened before us. We'll explore Caribbean traditions, spiritual practices, and the old ways that still hold truth today. Because sometimes the path forward is buried in the past. Water thoroughly once or twice a week, rather than small amounts every day. Let the top inch or two of soil dry out between waterings. Mulch wisely. Add dry grass, leaves, or coconut husk around plants. Mulch retains moisture without waterlogging the soil. It also helps regulate temperature and suppress weeds. Caribbean-specific tip: in tropical climates with sudden rain, it's especially easy to overwater. Try collecting rainwater in barrels and only watering during dry spells. That way, your plants drink when they're thirsty, not when you're anxious. Key takeaway: overwatering is a form of overcare. Let your garden teach you patience. Plants thrive with space, breath, and trust, just like people. In the next chapter, we'll explore another silent killer of young gardens: poor drainage, and how to fix it without starting from scratch. Chapter 2: Poor Drainage, the Hidden Root Killer. Even if you're watering correctly, your plants can still suffer if the water has nowhere to go. Poor drainage is one of the most overlooked causes of weak or dying crops, especially in container gardening and heavy tropical soil. When soil can't drain properly, roots sit in stagnant water. That water displaces air pockets, suffocates roots, and creates the perfect environment for disease. What causes poor drainage? No drainage holes in containers, compact or clay-heavy soil that stays soggy, flat planting areas with no slope or water flow, overmulching that traps moisture too close to the surface. Even the most fertile soil becomes toxic if water gets stuck in the root zone. How to know if you have a drainage problem? Soil stays wet or muddy, hours after watering or rain. Plants droop even though the soil is moist. Water pools on the surface when you water. Mushy roots, slime, or a sour smell beneath the soil surface. If you've ever had a healthy-looking plant die overnight after rain, poor drainage is likely the culprit. How to improve drainage immediately? Fix your containers. Add or widen drainage holes at the bottom. Place pebbles, gravel, or broken tiles at the base to lift roots. Use lighter, well-aerated potting mixes, not just yard soil. Elevate garden beds. Use raised beds or mounds. Mix in coarse sand, compost, or coconut coir to lighten heavy. Soils improve. Soil structure. Add compost regularly. It breaks up compact soil and improves water flow. Avoid stepping on garden beds, which compresses soil. Use cover crops during the off-season to keep soil light and alive. Create drainage channels. If planting in the ground, make small trenches to guide excess water away. Slightly tilt your planting area so gravity helps move water downhill. Caribbean context. In rainy regions or coastal areas with high humidity, drainage is just as important as sunshine. Heavy tropical storms can drown roots quickly if your soil can't handle the volume. Tip: after rain, walk through your garden and note where puddles form. Those are your problem spots. Key takeaway: water is life. But too much in the wrong place will kill even the healthiest crop. Don't just feed your plants. Build them a breathable, balanced home. Up next, we'll explore another common beginner mistake: planting too close together, and why space is just as important as soil. Chapter 3: Overcrowding, when too much love chokes your garden. Our inexperienced gardeners often plant too much, too close, too soon. It's understandable. You want abundance. You want to see things growing fast. But planting too closely can actually stunt your garden's potential and lead to disease, competition, and frustration. Overcrowding is like putting 10 people in a two-person tent. Nobody can stretch, breathe, or thrive. What happens when you overcrowd? Plants compete for nutrients and water. This leads to weak stems and slow growth, lack of air circulation. Moisture gets trapped, increasing risk of fungus, rot, and mildew. Sunlight can't reach every leaf. Lower parts of the plant turn yellow and die. Harvests are smaller. You may get more plants, but less food. How much space do plants really need? Here's a quick guide for popular Caribbean crops. Callaloo, 8-12 inches between plants. Tomatoes, 18-24 inches. Scotch bonnet peppers, 18 inches. Pak choy, 6-8 inches thyme and herbs, 6 inches apart. Sweet potatoes, 12 and 16 inches between slips. Always check the seed packet or seedling tag. Most spacing instructions are written right there. How to fix an overcrowded garden. If you've already planted too tightly, don't panic. You have a few good options. Thin. Out early. Gently remove extra seedlings a few days after sprouting. Use scissors instead of pulling to avoid disturbing the roots of neighboring plants. Transplant extras. If seedlings are healthy and strong, move them to another pot or bed. Prune. Strategically in bushy plants like callaloo or tomato. Trim excess leaves to allow airflow harvest small, and often pick young greens and herbs regularly to keep the growth manageable. Spacing tips for small gardens. Use containers to give each plant its own space. Build a vertical garden with hanging pots or trellises for climbing crops. Mix fast-growing herbs like basil around slower crops like peppers. Don't try to grow everything at once. Rotate crops each season instead. Caribbean-specific reminder: because our growing season is nearly year-round, you don't need to plant everything at once. A staggered approach can give you better results and more breathing room. Key takeaway: more is not always better. Give your plants room to thrive. Let the air flow. Let the roots stretch. And trust that spacing brings strength. In the next chapter, we'll address another common challenge: ignoring the pests until it's too late, and how to manage garden invaders without chemicals. Chapter 4: Pest Mismanagement. Don't wait until it's too late. Nothing breaks a gardener's heart faster than waking up to find your callaloo chewed to skeletons overnight. Insects, slugs, and critters are part of the natural world, but in an unbalanced garden, they can take over fast. One of the biggest beginner mistakes is waiting too long to act. By the time you notice pest damage, the population is already out of control. But here's the good news. There are natural, safe ways to protect your crops before the damage is done. Common Caribbean garden pests, aphids, tiny green or black bugs that suck sap from leaves, white flies, small flying insects that swarm under leaves, caterpillars chew holes in leaves and can wipe out greens fast. Snails and slugs come out at night and eat tender leaves. Leaf miners create squiggly lines inside leaves. Armyworms can destroy entire beds of vegetables overnight. Early signs of pest problems, tiny holes in leaves, sticky residue from aphids or white flies, yellowing or curling leaves, chewed stems or missing seedlings, insect eggs on the underside of leaves. Inspect your garden every 1-2 days. The earlier you spot something, the easier it is to fix. Natural pest control methods, neem oil spray mix. 1 tablespoon neem oil with 1 teaspoon soap in 1 liter of water. Spray on affected plants in the evening, every few days. Safe for most edible plants and deters many bugs. Hand-picking check plants early morning or at dusk, and remove caterpillars, slugs, or snails by hand. Drop into a container with soapy water to kill. Companion. Planting. Basil repels white flies. Marigold deters nematodes. Garlic and onion confuse many insects with their scent. Physical barriers. Use mesh netting over beds to keep out flying insects. Copper tape around containers can deter slugs and snails. Ash or crushed eggshells. Sprinkle around plant bases to discourage crawling insects. These cut and dry out soft-bodied pests like slugs. Healthy soil. Strong, well-fed plants are less likely to be wiped out by pests. Use compost and natural fertilizers to boost immunity. Why avoid chemical pesticides? They can kill beneficial insects like bees and ladybugs. Residue may stay on your food. They disrupt the balance of your ecosystem. Pests can become resistant over time. The goal isn't to eliminate every insect. It's to create balance. Caribbean-specific tip. In humid climates, pests multiply faster. Use regular spacing and airflow to discourage insects that thrive in still, moist areas. And always rotate your crops. Don't plant callaloo or peppers in the same bed every season. Key takeaway: your garden doesn't have to be perfect, but it does have to be watched. Regular checks, early action, and natural defenses will help you grow food with fewer losses and more peace of mind. In the next chapter, we'll cover a challenge that's more emotional than technical: the heartbreak of giving up too soon, and how to keep growing even when it feels like you failed. Chapter 5, Giving Up Too Soon. Growth takes time. Sometimes the hardest part of gardening isn't the bugs, or the soil, or the sun. It's the silence, the waiting, the doubt. You plant the seeds, you water them, you check every morning, and nothing seems to happen. This is when most beginners give up. Not because they failed, but because they didn't wait long enough to see the results. Real growth doesn't happen. Overnight nature doesn't work on a human schedule. Most seeds take days to sprout, weeks to mature, and months to harvest. Some things, like sweet potatoes, cassava, or fruit trees, may take a season or even a year. Just because you don't see growth doesn't mean it's not happening. Under the soil, roots are forming. Strength is being built. The magic is invisible. Until one day, it's not. Common thoughts that make people quit. Nothing is growing. I must have done something wrong. My neighbor's garden looks better than mine. This is too much work for too little reward. Maybe I'm not cut out for this. These thoughts are normal, but they are just thoughts, not truths. How to stay encouraged during the slow periods. Take notes, not blame. Keep a garden journal to track what's working. Write down even small wins, like your first sprout or the day you saw your soil improve. Celebrate progress, not perfection. Every weed you pull is one step forward. Every seedling that breaks the surface is a victory. Join a community talk with other gardeners online or in your area. Share photos, ask questions, and remind yourself, you're not alone. Plant something fast-growing. Pak choy, callaloo, radishes, and herbs grow quickly. They can lift your spirit while you wait on longer crops. Take breaks without quitting. Some days, don't garden. Just observe. Rest is part of the rhythm, too. Remember why you started. Was it for the food, the healing, the connection? Keep coming back to your why. It's deeper than one bad week or one failed crop. Caribbean perspective. Even in a tropical climate with year-round potential, patience is still your best tool. The sun will rise, the rain will fall, and if you stay consistent, your garden will respond. Key takeaway, don't quit before the miracle. Every master gardener was once a beginner who chose to keep going, even when nothing was growing, even when it felt pointless. Your garden is a reflection of you. Let it teach you how to wait, how to adapt, and how to start again. In the next chapter, we'll explore how poor soil choices can sabotage your progress and how to rebuild your soil naturally, one handful at a time. Chapter 6, Neglecting the Soil, Your Garden's Foundation. If the plant is the body, then the soil is the bloodstream. It carries nutrients, holds life, and supports every root system. Yet many beginners spend more time choosing what to grow than understanding what they're growing it in. One of the most costly but common mistakes? Planting in tired, compacted, or nutrient-poor soil and expecting rich harvests. Why soil matters more than seeds. You can buy the best seeds, water consistently, and get perfect sun. But if your soil isn't alive, your plants will struggle. Healthy soil drains properly, holds moisture without getting soggy, feeds plants with natural nutrients, hosts billions of beneficial microbes, smells earthy, not sour or moldy. Signs of bad soil, crusty or hard surface water pools or runs off quickly. Roots curl in pots due to compaction. Plants are stunted, pale, or constantly wilting. Soil smells sour or lifeless. Many gardeners try to fix this with synthetic fertilizers. But that's like feeding sugar to a sick patient. It might boost growth for a moment, but it doesn't heal the system. How to rebuild soil. Health naturally add. Compost regularly. Homemade compost from kitchen scraps and garden waste adds nutrients and microbes. Aim for 20-30% compost in your soil mix. Use organic matter mix in dried leaves, coconut husk, chopped grass, or old manure. These materials feed the soil over time and improve texture. Avoid tilling. Too much tilling breaks up the soil's natural structure. Instead, gently loosen with a garden fork or broad fork. Start a worm habitat. Worms aerate the soil and leave behind nutrient-rich castings. You can even create a mini worm bin and mix in castings later. Use cover crops or green manure. Fast-growing plants like cowpea, sun hemp, or buckwheat help fix nitrogen and restore soil life. Chop and drop them before flowering, letting the greens decompose on the spot. Soil testing. Simple method. Take a handful of soil and squeeze it. If it crumbles softly, it's healthy. If it stays clumped or falls apart, it needs work. Smell it. Earthy is good. Sour or chemical smelling is not. Watch for life. Healthy soil has worms, bugs, and fungus threads. It's alive. Container gardeners, don't forget. Pots lose nutrients faster. Always refresh your soil with a handful of compost every few weeks, crushed eggshells for calcium, liquid compost tea made from soaking greens in water for a few days. Caribbean-specific advice. Tropical rains and heat can strip soil fast. Add mulch regularly to protect your soil surface and slow down nutrient loss. And never plant the same crop in the same bed season after season. It wears out the soil. Key takeaway. If your plants are struggling, start with the soil. It holds the story of your garden, its past struggles and future success. Rebuilding it doesn't take expensive tools or fancy additives, just attention, patience, and organic matter. In the next chapter, we'll explore the mistake of ignoring the rhythm of nature and how planting at the wrong time can ruin even the best-laid garden plan. Chapter 7, Planting at the Wrong Time, Respecting Nature's Rhythm. Gardening is not just about what you plant, it's about when you plant. In the Caribbean, where the sun shines bright and the rains come fast, timing is everything. One of the most overlooked mistakes beginners make is planting without understanding seasonal rhythms. They plant tomatoes during hurricane season. They sow herbs during dry months. And then they wonder, why didn't it grow? It's not your fault. You just didn't know the land's calendar yet. Caribbean growing seasons, simplified. While many crops can grow year-round in the tropics, they still respond to seasonal changes in moisture, daylight, and heat. Rainy season, May to October. Great for leafy greens like callaloo and pak choi. Also good for okra, corn, hot peppers, and pigeon peas. Watch for fungal diseases and root rot due to extra moisture. Dry season, November to April. Best for tomatoes, eggplant, sweet peppers, and herbs like thyme. Roots like carrots, beets, and sweet potato do well. Watering becomes critical. Plan for it. Timing guidelines by crop, callaloo, and greens. Plant any time but thrive in moist conditions. Tomatoes, dry season is best. Too much rain causes disease peppers. Start early in dry season for best fruiting herbs. Thyme, basil. Year-round, but keep shaded in hottest months. Root crops, best in cooler or drier periods. How to time your planting. Right track the moon and rainfall. Some Caribbean gardeners follow moon phases, planting on a waxing moon for leafy crops, waning for roots. Keep a simple rain journal or use a weather app to plan your sowing days. Check local planting calendars. Agricultural offices or online Caribbean farming groups often post regional planting guides. Start seeds indoors or in containers. This lets you control germination, even if outdoor conditions aren't ideal. Transplant once the weather stabilizes. Use shade covers or shelters. If you must plant in the rainy season, use plastic or mesh covers to protect from heavy storms. Why planting too early or late fails? Young seedlings are sensitive. They drown or burn easily. Pests are more aggressive in certain seasons. Flowering and fruiting are tied to temperature and daylight. Soil might be too cold, too hot, or too compacted from weather Caribbean cultural insight. Elders often plant with their skin. They feel the wind shift, the soil change, the moon rise. Their wisdom is based on experience, not apps. Don't be afraid to ask your elders, neighbors, or farmers when they plant certain things. They'll often know exactly what works. Key takeaway: your garden isn't a race, it's a rhythm. Plant with the season, not against it. And if something fails, wait, watch, try again. Nature is forgiving when you move with it, not in spite of it. Chapter 8, Relying on Chemicals, Why Quick Fixes Cost More Later. It's tempting. You see a bottle at the hardware store that promises instant green leaves, bug-free gardens, or record-breaking yields. Just one splash, one spray, one shake. And your problems are gone. But many first-time gardeners fall into the trap of synthetic solutions. They reach for chemical fertilizers and pesticides when nature doesn't respond fast enough. And at first, it works. But the long-term cost is soil damage, weaker plants, and a garden that becomes dependent, just like any addiction. What chemical fertilizers really do? Chemical fertilizers give your plants a fast dose of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, usually in a salt-based form. But they kill beneficial microbes in the soil, leach nutrients quickly after rain burn roots when overapplied leave,